My daughter's love for Guebera daisies died the same day her wedding florist did. I don't think she'll ever look at flowers the same way again. I know I won't. We received the news of Fiona Kelly's untimely demise just 6 hours after leaving her shop, Flowers by Fiona. My daughter Candy had finalized her wedding order that gorgeous May morning, settling on a colorful array of Guebera daisies for her big day, just 4.5 weeks away. I'd written the big check, something I'd secretly been dreading. Fresh flowers can take quite a chunk out of a wedding budget, no question about that. Fiona, a feisty woman with a whimsical smile and soft wrinkles around her sparkling blue eyes, was in fine form as she met with us, advising us on every detail, right down to the petals in the flower girl's basket. She had buzzed around the shop in happy anticipation, filled with innovative ideas. Nothing new there. Everyone in town knew her to be the best in the business, and we were tickled she'd given us so much of her time. It seemed ironic now, because she had so little of it left to give. My mind reeled at the fact that her lifeless body was found just a few hours later. Fresh as a daisy 1 minute, dead the next. I'd heard of flowers wilting that fast, but a florist? And to pass away at a funeral home while making a delivery, no less. Convenient, but ironic. News, especially big news, travels fast in our little town of Clarksboro, Pennsylvania. Fiona's assistant, Maggie Preston, telephoned the receptionist at our local community church, my particular house of worship. She, in turn, called the pastor's wife, Evelyn. Naturally, Evelyn called Deidre Kane, who had recently taken over the email prayer loop. Deidre, my daughter's future mother-in-law, happened to be related to Fiona, second cousins twice removed, so she took the news especially hard. According to Deidre, who choked back tears as she gave me the details by phone, Fiona appeared to have died from a heart attack. A heart attack? I thought perhaps I'd misunderstood Deidre, whose lyrical broke off and muddied the waters. How could Fiona, a woman in such fine shape, pass away so unexpectedly with no warning at all?
I just don't understand it, Annie.
Deidre's emotion intensified as she shared her thoughts on what had happened.
Fiona was as fit as a fiddle.
Immediately my crime-fighting antenna began to rise. Call it a hunch. Call it inspiration from on high. I hung up the phone with the strongest impression that there was more to this story than met the eye. Yes, I certainly knew foul play when I smelled it, and Fiona's sudden death smelled like anything but a daisy. A shiver ran down my spine as I contemplated the possibilities. Had someone taken her life out of spite, perhaps? Vengeance over a flower transaction gone awry? Had her associate done her in to steal the shop? Had a rival florist wanted to sabotage her business? If so, how had they plotted the crime to make her death look like natural causes? A half dozen scenarios played out in my mind, none of them making much sense. I shook off the urge to dig deeper, reminding myself that I didn't have the time to figure this out right now, not with a wedding to plan. So what if folks in Clarksboro saw me as something of a sleuth? Did that mean I had to get to the bottom of everything that smelled suspicious? Sure, I'd solved a crime or two over the past year. My husband, Warren, called me a lightning rod, said that trouble knew just where to strike.